The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
Welcome to the How to Kill an Hour Hour, the half-hour edition brought to you by Southside Medical Center, where your health is their primary care. And now, without further ado, here's your host for the next 30 minutes, the one, the only, the Ed Man.
Oh, yeah. Welcome once again to the How to Kill an Hour Radio Show. I'm your host, the man with a plan, Ed Man, here to give you some of the news for the past week. And I'll tell you what, guys, the Ed Man is feeling pretty good today because I have spent some time analyzing the last DNC debate. Now, this is the kind of debate that I'm in this for. You know, the previous one, before this last one, that debate, if I had paid money for that, I'd have been very upset. Heck, I didn't pay any money for it, and I'm still upset. That's not the kind of thing that I follow politics for. I want yelling and screaming and conflict. I want to know what the differences between philosophies are. I don't want, oh yeah, we all get along, blue no matter who. Well, you know, they put Bloomberg in there, and that's what it needed. You know, it was like a bunch of inert chemicals, and they needed a catalyst to make the whole thing blow up. And that's exactly what happened. And if the Ed Man may toot his own horn a little bit here, did I not tell you that this was going to happen? I said, Bloomberg, how could he possibly be in this? The whole philosophy of the Democrats is that they hate rich people. And then you have somebody who's beyond rich. He's filthy rich. He's like, you know, Scrooge McDuck can take a bathe in his riches. This guy would make Scrooge McDuck look poor. The amount of money that this person has is absolutely crazy. Now, I myself do not mind if somebody has oodles of money, but from the point of view of a Democrat, this is like death with a scythe and the cloak on. I mean, I don't know how they could get behind this person. And so when he stepped on stage, that it was all over, dude. That was it. You know, the first one who came out really strong against him was Elizabeth Warren. I mean, she is not doing so well in the polls right now. And she is, what, in fourth place at this point? I think nationally, she's behind Bloomberg, who really just bought a bunch of ads and threw them on television. I think people are saying it was like $500 million in ads, something like $400-500 million in ads that he's saying. And I can believe that. Every time I go online, I'm seeing a Bloomberg ad. It's crazy. The DNC changed the rules so that he could get onto the debate stage. Meanwhile, Tom Steyer didn't make it. Tulsi Gabbard didn't make it. Cory Booker didn't make it. They didn't change the rules for any of them. But then for Bloomberg, they're like, oh, come on in. The DNC, who supposedly hates billionaires, their whole tenet is that they want to get money out of politics. They don't want political figures to be controlled by money. And then they're nothing but controlled by money. They throw them on stage. They couldn't get them out there fast enough. But Elizabeth Warren has always been very good. If you've ever watched her yell at bankers and stuff like that, she's always been very good at the lip service of yelling at the CEOs of companies and people with a lot of money. Now, she doesn't necessarily vote against them. I'm just saying that as a orator, she's very good at making speeches that kind of put these people down, right? Or put them in their place as a Democrat might feel. And so, and I knew that Bloomberg was going to be in for it if she didn't cave to him like she did to Hillary Clinton. Now, she said some strong things against Hillary Clinton in the past, but then we found out that Hillary Clinton, behind the scenes, offered her a VP spot. Well, she got screwed over, of course. And Hillary Clinton didn't want any other women a mile from the presidency and made sure that Elizabeth Warren was not on that side of the ticket. Who did she end up with? I can't even remember that dude's name, Tim something or other. They wrote a book together. Doesn't even matter anymore. So Elizabeth Warren probably, you know, she sat down in the TP there And she pulled out Peace Pipe. She had a little vision walk. And she said, me get him, Bloomberg. And she went on stage and ripped that dude a new one. Poor Bloomberg didn't even know what hit him. He looked over. He's like, is that war paint underneath her eyes? And boom, it was all over. I'm going to play a clip of the opening line of the debate. Actually, Bernie Sanders said something first, but then Elizabeth Warren jumped in with her pre-scripted malarkey. But she got him really good. This is hilarious. Although it's still like a dig on Trump somehow. But anyway, here's a clip.
So I'd like to talk about who we're running against. A billionaire who calls women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians. And no, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about Mayor Bloomberg. Democrats are not going to win if we have a nominee who has a history of hiding his tax returns, of harassing women, and of supporting racist policies like redlining and stop and frisk.
Wow, she let that man have it. And what's so funny is that she's right next to him. So they're sitting right next to each other. And she's talking much trash about him. You know, I cut the clip off at the part where the insult ended, but right after she was done trashing him, the very next thing she said was, look, I'll vote for the Democrat nominee no matter who it is. So that really shows the level of sellout that is just in the DNA of these party followers, Democrat or Republican. Because the Republicans were doing this too. It takes a lot of guts to say, I'm not going to support whoever the nominee is. I'm going to support somebody who aligns with my beliefs. I know I talk about Ron Paul a lot here, but I'd like to point out that he was the only person who did not guarantee his endorsement that I think I may have ever seen. Oh, besides, with a notable exception of Donald Trump. Donald Trump didn't either, if you remember that first debate. Even Rand Paul raised his hand and said that we'll support whoever it is. And then after Donald Trump said that he wouldn't just automatically support whoever the nominee was, Rand Paul jumped in and said, hey, look, this is what we're fighting against. Now, I like Rand Paul, but I think that really, for me, that made me go, ah, he's not as dad. He's not as strong, you know. And some other things, too. But I think that sole question probably, and no one's talked about this, but I think that lost him a lot of support, early support to become the Republican nominee for 2016. You know, Elizabeth Warren here kind of reminds me of the place that Chris Christie was in when he was trashing Marco Rubio. Chris Christie wasn't going to get it, but he did irreparable damage to Marco Rubio. Back, remember when he called out Rubio for reciting his lines like a robot, and then inexplicably Marco Rubio recites his lines like a robot, like right after that. So weird, like he was broken, right? And they made fun of him endlessly for that. It was hilarious. Amy Klobuchar actually got a good line against Buttigieg there when she mentioned his reciting his scripted lines. And that got applause from the crowd because they recognize that that is what he does. You know, it's pretty obvious, I think, to anybody. I want to go back to Elizabeth Warren because she is not done with Bloomberg yet. I'm going to play this question in its entirety so you can hear the full context of this next one. And Bloomberg is down. Elizabeth Warren is going up the top rope for the kill here.
Several former employees have claimed that your company was a hostile workplace for women. When you were confronted about it, you admitted making sexually suggestive remarks, saying, quote, that's the way I grew up. In a lawsuit in the 1990s, according to the Washington Post, one former female employee alleged that you said, quote, I would do you in a second. Should Democrats expect better from their nominee?
Let me say a couple things, and if I can have my full minute and a quarter. Thank you. I have no tolerance for the kind of behavior that the Me Too movement has exposed. And anybody that does anything wrong in our company, we investigate it, and if it's appropriate, they're gone that day. But let me tell you what I do in my company and my foundation and in city government when I was there. In my foundation, The person that runs it's a woman. 70% of the people there are women. In my company, lots and lots of women have big responsibilities. They get paid exactly the same as men. And in my in City Hall, the person, the top person, my deputy mayor, was a woman, and 40% of our commissioners were women. I am very proud of the fact that about 2 weeks ago, we were awarded, we were voted the most the best place to work, second best place in America. If that doesn't say something about our employees and how happy they are, I don't know what does.
Senator Warren, you've been critical of Mayor Bloomberg on this issue.
Yes, I have. And I hope you heard what his defense was. I've been nice to some women.
I like how they laugh when it processes.
It just doesn't cut it. The mayor has to stand on his record. And what we need to know is exactly what's lurking out there. He has gotten some number of women, dozens, who knows, to sign non-disclosure agreements, both for sexual harassment and for gender discrimination in the workplace. So, Mr. Mayor, are you willing to release all of those women from those non-disclosure agreements so we can hear their side of the story?
Bloomberg looks super uncomfortable right now. He does not want to do that.
We have a very few non-disclosure agreements.
How many is
that? Let me finish.
How many is that?
None of them accuse me of doing anything other than maybe they didn't like the joke I told. And let me just put, there's agreements between two parties that wanted to keep it quiet, and that's up to them. They signed those agreements, so, and we'll live with it.
So we'll live with it. That's so arrogant.
I just want to be clear. Some is how many? And when you say they signed them and they wanted them, if they wish now to speak out and tell their side of the story about what it is they allege, that's now okay with you? You're releasing them on television tonight?
Senator, no.
Is that right?
He looks panicked on there.
Senator,
tonight?
Senator, the company and somebody else, in this case, a man or a woman, or could be more than that.
More than
that?
They decided
when they made an agreement that they wanted to keep it quiet for everybody's interest. They signed the agreements, and that's what we're going to live with.
I'm sorry. No, the question is, are the women bound by being muzzled by you? And you could release them from that immediately. Because understand, this is not just a question of the mayor's character. This is also a question about electability. We are not going to beat Donald Trump with a man who has who knows how many non-disclosure agreements and the drip, drip, drip of stories of women saying they have been harassed and discriminated against. That's not what we
That's
do.
That's true. And she's right. She's right about that. And, you know, notice a couple of tells that Bloomberg had. At one point in the very beginning, near the beginning of the clip, he said, "I'm wrong," which was like a Freudian slip. You know, it was kind of weird that that was in there. Then later on, Elizabeth Warren starts getting specific. He says there's a very few non-disclosure agreements. So few compared to what? The population of the United States? So you could have thousands out there, right? Now, Elizabeth Warren said possibly dozens. And neither of them seemed to know the exact number. And Bloomberg certainly wasn't talking about it. And then she really cut him with that question about electability. And it's true, and this is what I had been saying, you're not going to get a large portion of Democrats voting, first of all, just for, you know, any billionaire. Secondly, for somebody who is saying things against women and who has non-disclosure agreements. And thirdly, even the general populace knows that as these stories come out, with Trump being the exception, that as these stories come out, it hurts candidates tremendously. And I shouldn't say with Trump being the exception. I mean, he might have survived those rumors and things, but I remember when, before the election, there were these allegations of him doing things wrong sexually or whatever, and he said that they're not true, and they went away as soon as the election happened. None of them pressed on, so it just shows that, you know, a lot of phony stuff can be there, but this is real stuff. So it's really, and I pointed this out last week too, it's really humorous to me how the Democrats are trying to prop up somebody who has actually done the things that they say about Donald Trump. They say that Donald Trump is an authoritarian. Well, Bloomberg actually made it against the law to buy too many soft drinks, too much of what he would consider a bad thing for people. He's a person that actually has said racist things, or at least what Democrats would call racist, and I think they're pretty racist, actually, in the sense that you can't stop, and I think Trump was for stop and frisk for a little while too, but you can't just stop random people on the street, okay, and pat them down and throw them, as Bloomberg said, throw them against the wall and take their guns away. It's not legal to do that. Constitutionally, it's not legal to do that. This country is based on freedom. It is interesting to me that both sides of that of this Democrat debate want to take away your freedom. Elizabeth Warren wants to take away your freedom to be able to make money by taxing you into oblivion, and Bernie Sanders does too, whereas Bloomberg wants to take away your freedom to be able to live life as you want it. If I want to get a soft drink, I ought to be able to do it without some stereotypical fat cat politician telling me that I can't do it. You know, I don't like Democrat policies because they hate the rich. They consider anybody with any kind of money that they can grab as being rich. Now, someone like Bloomberg, who's able to use his money to buy an election, I can understand fear from a guy like that. You notice, though, that Bernie Sanders, for instance, he used to criticize the millionaires and billionaires. He doesn't say that anymore. In fact, in his own opening statement, which I cut out because I wanted to get to what Elizabeth Warren was saying, he said billionaires only. And there was a little pause. You could almost hear the word millionaires in there. But now that he's a millionaire, he doesn't throw that line in there anymore, does he? So these guys are all hypocrites. Very, really sad to see. But we already knew he was a sellout when he went stumping for Hillary Clinton nearly 40 times. Bloomberg is so bad, he made Joe Biden look good in this debate. Bloomberg is like, you know, these people have been on the world stage for a while now. Bloomberg ran some local mayoral races, got in 3 times. He had the laws, as I mentioned last week, changed. The term limits were twice, and he had them changed so he could actually run a third time. And he got that too narrowly, from what I understand. But, you know, those are local races. This is these are the big leagues here. You know, and even though they might not be on the level of an Obama or a Hillary Clinton, these guys are kind of forged in fire, right? They've been fighting with each other for a little while now, and they are competing. These are the best of the best. And compared to what Bloomberg has brought to the table, he's been out. I mean, even if he did well in his old debates, I never watched an old Bloomberg debate, but even if he did well against his opponents back then, he's out of fighting shape. You know, there's like an old retired boxer coming back, and he is just not ready, dude. And these guys have been trim and fit, and they just punched the hell out of him. You know, I wish somebody would make a meme of Mayor Bloomberg. And if you guys ever seen Street Fighter 2, like at the end, it shows somebody's like badly beaten up by their opponent. That's what Bloomberg looked like by the end of this debate. I'm already running out of time, so I'm just going to, I want to get to this clip. The only time that Bloomberg looked good is when he was debating his philosophy with Bernie Sanders. And this is Bernie Sanders' weak point, and in my opinion, you know, I guess we're going to have this debate as a country as to whether Bernie Sanders' philosophy is to be accepted by everybody. But they were talking about democratic socialism, and here we go.
What I was going to say, we maybe want to talk about businesses. I'm the only one here that I think has ever started a business. Is that fair? Okay.
Nothing but crickets. That is so funny.
I can tell you in New York City, we had programs There are mentoring programs for the young business people so they can learn how to start a business. We had programs that could get them seed capital. Okay. We had programs to get branch banking in their neighborhoods, because if you don't have a branch bank there, you can't get a checking account. Can't get a checking account. You can't get a loan. You can't get a loan. Yeah. You can't get a mortgage. Then you don't have any wealth. There's ways to fix this, and it doesn't take trillions of dollars. It takes us to focus on the problems of
Senator,
small
Senator
businesses.
Sanders, 45 seconds, and we're going to move on. Senator Sanders, 45 seconds.
Look, you know, when we talk about a corrupt political system bought by billionaires like Mr. Bloomberg, it manifests itself in a tax code in which not only is Amazon and many other major corporations, some owned by the wealthiest people in this country, not paying a nickel in taxes, we have the insane situation that billionaires today, if you can believe it, have an effective tax rate lower than the middle class.
So maybe just the tax code. Why are you complaining? Who wrote the code?
You and your campaign contributions, electing people who represent the wealthy and the powerful.
Yes, those are the folks. Democrats.
And Republicans too.
Okay. And Republicans too. Is that a comeback? So Bernie Sanders is complaining that the taxes are too low. Can you believe that? Bloomberg suggests that we should help out small businesses by paying the government to run programs to help people run small business. If you really want to help small business, get the hell out of the way and reduce the burden on small businesses so that people can create businesses more easily. Don't put in more government bureaucracy to make it hard for people to start businesses. You think that government people are going to educate people on how to create a business? They're going to put in people who failed at doing a business, at creating a business, and put them in to teach businesses. They're not going to have successful business people teaching people how to create businesses. They're going to have people who failed at business going, hey, I'm going to get a government job and then teach other people to run a business. I can almost guarantee that. Next thing is that then Bloomberg later on says he wants to raise taxes on rich people. Do you realize that rich people aren't going to get the money out of their own pocket? They're going to raise their prices of whatever businesses that they own to compensate themselves. When you say raise taxes on the rich, you're saying raise taxes on the middle class, because they don't charge poor people taxes, and they don't charge rich people taxes. So who's going to get it? The middle class is going to get it right up the butt. So quit acting as if you're going to get the rich and make it easier for everybody to start a business and make their own damn money. Now, apart from any Democrat philosophy being pure anathema to economic growth, I think it's really funny that as somebody who started a business, that Bloomberg thinks these people are crazy. He's wanting to do Democrat-like things, and he still thinks that these people are nuts. I want to talk more about the outrageous garbage that got discussed, but, you know, I got to start another podcast or something like that that talks about this stuff, because there's just so much to unpack with these statements, and then I could get into, like, every little thing. I'll let you guys know if I do that. But the other thing I want to get into now is the rank more hypocrisy from the Democrats. Democrats are going back and forth talking about how they, the popular vote, you know, is really what we should go to. We shouldn't do electoral college. We should have a straight democratic system where people vote and the majority wins. Doesn't matter what state they're from. And then at the end of this whole program, look at this question. Do you want and NBC stated this very nicely so that the Democrats didn't look bad. But basically the question was, if more people vote for a candidate, should that candidate win? Or should you let the process work its magic? Which means, should the superdelegates decide who actually becomes the next elected person? Every single Democrat, with the exception of Bernie Sanders, said yes, the system should decide, not the majority. Isn't that funny? Isn't that funny? So whatever benefits them, they're going to do. Bernie Sanders thinks that he's going to win with straight outright numbers. So, of course, he says the people should decide. The rest of the Democrats think that Sanders is going to get the sheer numbers. So they're saying, let the system decide. Let the superdelegates decide who becomes the nominee. And that's garbage. Why would you want to have unilaterally appointed delegates from the DNC go ahead and decide who the winner is? And you know what's funny is that in Iowa, they're re-canvassing again. It's starting all over again. And we're going to